Welcome to a brand new Masechta, brand new tractate, a brand new concept and idea. Welcome aboard for yet the next leg of our journey as we begin to learn Maseches Shkalim. What is Maseches Shkalim? So we know that there's a mitzvah on every person once a year to give a half a shekel. What happened with that half a shekel? The half a shekel was used to purchase Karbanos Tzibur, public sacrifices, the Karban Tamid, the daily offering, the Musafim, the Karbanos that were brought on Shabbos and Yontif, and the many different sacrifices that had to be brought. Interestingly enough, the word shekel wasn't always the same. In other words, we knew exactly how much the machatzis ha-shekel, the half shekel that a person had to give, was during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they would adjust how much each person had to give based on how much it was at that point. So for example, in the days of Nehemiah, they only gave a third of the shekel because they were under Persian rule, and the Persian rule, the Persians had larger shkams, so they only had to give a third. During the times of the Mishnah, as we'll see, they would give a sela. A sela was the amount, was approximately half a shekel, and we'll see in the Mishnah exactly what they would do. Now, this first Mishnah begins with the process. How did they collect those half shekels? So the Mishnah begins, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1. Be'achod be'adar, on the first of the month of Adar, Mashmin al Hashkalim, they would go out into these cities throughout the Jewish nation, throughout Eretz Yisrael, that people should make sure to bring their shekelim. Why on the first of Adar? Because on the first of Nisan, which was a month later, they would start to purchase the Karbanos Tzibur, the public sacrifices, from the new Shkalim. So usually 30 days before the holiday, 30 days before an event, we begin to learn to be involved in studying and making sure that we're aware of the different parameters and halachos. So here too as well, a month before they needed it, they would start talking about it. Additionally, they would also go out, the Al HaKilayim, the Jewish court, the people that were responsible for community affairs, on the first of Adar would go out and tell people, listen, go out into your gardens, go out into your fields, and make sure you don't have any kalayim. Kalayim is, you don't have any of two different or three different plants growing together. So let's say a person has grapevine, and the grapevine is very close or mamish together with his wheat. That's a problem of kalayim. You're not allowed to crossbreed different fruits and vegetables. So they said, listen, the winter happened, stuff got overgrown, make sure that everything is separate the way it's supposed to be. On the 15th of the month of Adar, Karinus HaMegillah V'Krachin, they would read the Megillahs in walled cities. Now, it's interesting that it says, doesn't say the regular day of Purim, which is the 14th, but the reason that the Mishnah is there the 15th is because we'll see that there's other things that they would do on the 15th, so the Mishnah lumped together the reading of the Megillah in walled cities. They would fix the larger roads, the smaller roads. Often in the rainy season, they became flooded or washed out. And the main reason that they needed to do them now was because in a month's time, people would already start coming up to Yerushalayim for the Aliyah L'Regel, for Pesach, for the pilgrimage for Pesach. So they wanted everything ready for them. Ves mikvah samayim, they would clean out the mikveh, they would clean out the tefillah pits, because again, during the winter, they accumulate all kinds of sediment and stuff like that. Vaisin kol tzorchei harabim, and they do everything that's needed for the public. They open the boros, the public water pits, so people could drink from them when they need them, especially during the summer, the hot days. Umatzayin es hakvaros, and they pour lime around kvaros, around graves, so people shouldn't go on them, walk on them, because if a person does that, they become tame, they can't eat karbanos, they can't eat truma, they can't eat sacrifices. If they're a kohen, it's a problem, and particularly because people are going to be coming up l'aliyah l'regel, they're going to be coming up to Yerushalayim for Pesach, people have to be tahar. So they would remark again the graves that were on the roadside or wherever they were with lime so that people would stay away from them and not become tummy. V'yotzin af al hakilayim. And then on the 15th, they would actually, the shluchim of Bez and the messengers of the Jewish court would go out and they would investigate and make sure that people weren't planting kilayim. That means on the first of Adar, they would give people a warning, make sure to separate. Make sure that you don't have anything that's kilayim crossbreeding going on in your fields and in your vineyards. But on the 15th, they would actually send out messengers of the Bezdin to inspect. And if they found that a person did that, they would be penalized. Wishing you an amazing rest of your day. Again, it's great to have you on for another Masechta.